This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today, staying out of the hot sun, is Srinivas Mukkamala. He's the CEO and founder of RiskSense, a very cool company.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for that opportunity. Absolutely. We are rolling with tons of ransomware trying to disrupt what's happening. So RiskSense is all about some interesting work we have done for the government several years ago, trying to understand which vulnerabilities will be used by attackers, whether to disrupt the critical infrastructure or what we call the economic interests of any given country. So today in RiskSense, what we do is we look at the vulnerabilities and see which ones you should worry about for a couple of reasons. One, is there a known exploit? Is it weaponized? If so, is it a remote code executable? Is it used by ransomware? Is it used by nation state? The reason we do that is to really make sure the focus is in the right place. We are identifying the blind spots that attackers would be attracted to and interested in to ensure that the defenders are actually proactively remediating them. So all this is delivered via a SaaS platform. Our deployment model is software as a service. We serve several private sector customers, all the way from financial institutions to healthcare, to manufacturers, to utilities. We also serve several public sector entities, all the way from the federal government to local governments. Several states are our customers. We serve cities and counties. We have water utilities, energy utilities as our customers as well. The primary use case is helping them with prioritizing the vulnerabilities so they don't get into the incident treadmill, right? Whether it's a breach or an incident.
Sorry to interrupt. So quick question. So what you're saying is you've actually put some risk factors that are specific to each organization into the vulnerabilities you're finding that are exploitable there. So for example, if there's a very serious hole in a critical infrastructure computer and it could easily get WannaCry, you're going to warn them, hey, it's time to upgrade your SMB1 to SMB2 or 3. This is a big deal. This could take your organization down, Colonial Pipeline or whatever. You're focusing on the risk that's serious for that organization. Is that correct?
That is correct, Gary. You brought up WannaCry. Who would be better to talk about WannaCry than us? RiskSense was the team that developed the double pulse for exploit that ultimately became the WannaCry. That's the kind of work we have done for the government and we do for our customers. Bluekeep is a good example. We wrote the first exploit for that, right? So what we really do is we look at the payload. We see if the nation states and APT groups are interested. And then we see, do you have exposure as an organization? And if you do, we advise you to go look at that and see which assets it's present on and bring that up so they can focus on that vulnerability to remediate.
Now, I heard you have a great dashboard. And are you actually giving me like a FICO score for my network security and my risk, where there's some kind of number, a low number is good or a high number is bad? Or how do you visualize the risk? Is it a single pane of glass in the cloud with the SaaS app? And when are you using a number scheme that you invented? Are you working with MITRE and the CVSS? How do you do that?
Very good question. I'll start from back to forward. You talked about MITRE and CVSS. The challenge with CVSS today is you have to do a lot of work to make it relevant to your organization, right? It's a great scoring model. So what we do is we take your organizational risk metrics, we look at what's happening from a temporal perspective and redo the risk ratings. So you have CVSS, you can look at what we do. The reduction in the amount of work you have to do from a CVSS is almost 95% plus. Only focus on the ones that matter. Then what we do is we sum it up to really compute like a risk score, you call it a FICO score, 350 to 850. The higher you are, just like a credit score, you are more resilient. I wouldn't call secure, you're resilient, right? The lower you are, the susceptibility of an incident or a pen tester validating that is very high, which means you can read between the lines, you're not credit worthy, you're not secure to be on that asset. in the network.
Do you think most critical infrastructure and this whole convergence of SCADA, PLC, you know, IoT, OT, this mess of things that shouldn't have an IP address, do you think it's only going to get worse, or is there going to be some standard? And what are you finding with RiskSense auditing critical infrastructure?
So one of the things we're finding really interesting is you talked about a single pane of glass. Definitely the vulnerability management has evolved from just infrastructure to ICS, to OT, to applications, to your cloud, and to your containers. The definition of an asset has become very elastic. It expanded quite a bit, right? Which means now you're using five different tools trying to find what vulnerabilities do I have. Your five different stakeholders. We bring all that data in to help you, right? That's your single pane of glass you're talking about from a vulnerability management. To answer a very specific question, because of the elasticity of the asset, we got to think about segmenting different types of assets for different business reasons. In an absence of that not happening, what's really causing is attackers have such a huge, massive attack surface. They're able to find one entry and laterally move within the network and take down. Colonial is a very good example, right? An IT VMware vulnerability led to a colossal failure of a massive pipeline. You can see now, IT and OT are interchangeably used by attackers to really take down critical infrastructure. The problem is only going to get worse. The musical chairs just started.
Exactly. And is there anything that you're doing new, innovative, different? Do you have your own team of threat researchers where you're finding more zero-day vulnerabilities and being able to audit for things that your competitors can't?
It's a very good question, Gary. So one of the interesting things we always talk about is data. And the data coverage, right? Are we finding enough stuff on the deep web, the dark web? Do we have the domain expertise to parse through that and really put in what's good, what's bad, and how do you really make this machine ready and do machine scale? You can call fancy words like machine learning, or you can talk about statistical modeling. The idea here really what we do is we come from the theater experience of looking at exploits and what they can do within a very tight air gap network, model that and really come and show you in your environment what it happens. So that really makes us ahead of the game, whether when we wrote the exploit for WannaCry or a Bluekeep or a Zero Logon, we're constantly staying ahead of the marketplace, identifying these vulnerabilities. And one interesting thing we have done is the ransomware exposure. Every year we produce a report. We believe we have one of the best ransomware indices. Every vulnerability exploit that's ever used by a ransomware and its family. And we give it back to the community so you can prioritize your exposures so you don't fall a victim of ransomware.
That's awesome. Now, is RiskSense deployed only in medium to large enterprises and governments with smart cities and smart towns coming on board and even police stations on the internet now and all this stuff and even SMBs being breached, attacked, and put out of business? Small businesses since COVID have had a horrible time. Can they afford or can they not afford to live without RiskSense?
Very good question. Again, RiskSense is a SaaS. It's an elastic model. It has the spirit of the SaaS. It's charged per asset. We have customers as small as 500 assets. We have customers as big as 500,000 assets, right? It's a very elastic model. You pay for what you use. That's a beauty. And it started off as an enterprise play and a federal play. Now it's moving downstream. Even a small town, a small utility is actually buying this to understand their attack surface and really prioritize their vulnerabilities.
That's awesome. Now, is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners today?
Cyber hygiene is really becoming important. And when you peel the onion of what cyber hygiene is, it's the weaknesses that the developers are introducing, the misconfigurations, and the missing patches. My strong urge to the community is you got to prioritize your vulnerabilities that are weaponized and actively used. Don't go chase everything. You can't patch everything. That's proven to be not effective. You should focus on the ones that really matter. And this space is super important that we pay attention to and not fall a victim and say, oh my God, we fell a victim off. So my only recommendation is go fix the vulnerabilities that are weaponized and are actively used by bad actors.
Now, being SaaS, can anyone, as you say, deploy RiskSense? And Is it up and running in an hour, a day, a week? How long does it take to get rolling with you?
Fantastic, Gary. It's a couple of hours, right? We take your existing security investments, whether your scanners, we take your APIs, hook them up, and the data starts flowing in. We do the correlation, and the time to value is less than a few hours. And if you don't have the scanners, when you're a small entity, we work with several partners to provide the managed vulnerability scanning, and you're up in races again within the same day.
That's awesome. So Srinivas Mukkamala, the founder and CEO of RiskSense, one of my favorite award-winning companies in the most critical area that we all need to think about. If you don't get audited and cleaned up and take care of your hygiene with RiskSense's help, the bad guys are going to get in. They might already be in right now, and you might not know it. So go to www.risksense.com.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for this opportunity.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.